Chapter 30. They were to meet at Burt's All-Star Grill, a drab little restaurant in the equally drab little town of Helton, Mass. Helton was about 40 miles due west of Paradise. Unlike Paradise, Helton fell beyond the sway of Boston. It had once been the kind of place that employed thousands of people who manufactured this or that, and probably both. These days, all it manufactured was future candidates for unemployment insurance. Its old red brick factory buildings stood soot-covered and disused, the habit of persistence being about the only thing preventing their imminent collapse. Dawn was still a faint promise when the black navigator stopped in front of Burt's. Monty Bernstein laughed to himself when he emerged from the SUV and walked into the restaurant. What a dump, he thought. But at least Burt had had a sense of irony when he named the joint. Monty almost shared his observation with his client, then reconsidered. Even if they hadn't gone there to negotiate Ben Salter's release, Harlan Salter IV wasn't a man prone to casual laughter. He wasn't a man prone to casual anything. As they'd been instructed, Monty and Salter sat at the last booth on the right. Their suits seemed to stick to the red vinyl as they slid into the booth. The cushions themselves were more springs than padding. The vinyl was scarred and patched with copious amounts of duct tape. The plastic-covered menus and Formica tabletop were coated in a thin layer of yellowed grime that smelled vaguely of ancient cigarette smoke and cooking oil. Both men brushed their palms together as they waited for the other party to show. Monty waved a waitress over and ordered two cups of coffee. After the waitress left, Salter made a face. I wouldn't use the commode in this establishment, let alone drink coffee from one of its cups. Toilet's probably cleaner, Monty said, but we had to order something.